WCF WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The FBI says the man who rammed a truck into New Year's Eve revelers in New Orleans early yesterday acted alone. He was identified as Army veteran Shamsuddin Jabbar. His younger brother, Abdur Rahim Jabbar, says he's stunned.
I'm still shocked by the whole thing. It still doesn't seem like it actually happened.
He says his brother was raised Muslim but left the religion for many years, only recently returning to his faith.
This is completely out of character for him, you know, these actions. And they're also not any type of representation of what it means to be a Muslim.
CBS's Omar Villafranca has more on his motivations.
Jabbar, a decorated U.S. Army veteran who served in Afghanistan, pledged his allegiance to ISIS before last summer, according to investigators. The FBI says he rented an electric truck on Monday in Houston, Texas, where he lived, and drove to New Orleans on Tuesday evening. After midnight on the morning of the attack, he placed two improvised explosive devices in coolers in the French Quarter. He posted a final online video proclaiming his support for ISIS just minutes before he plowed into the crowd on Bourbon Street.
Two people were killed and 19 hurt when a small plane crashed into a furniture manufacturing warehouse in Orange County, California. That, according to the Fullerton Fire Department. An employee there, Javier Ruiz, describes what it was like.
All I saw was a ball of fire, multiple ball of fires, and then just like fire shooting down.
A new Congress goes into session Friday with Republicans in control of both chambers for the first time since 2019. Correspondent Scott McFarland reports from Capitol Hill.
A new Congress and the first order of business is electing a House Speaker. Mike Johnson of Louisiana wants to keep the job, but he has a very small majority and an even smaller margin for error. He can lose just one Republican vote on the floor and still win the speakership.
An appeals court has struck down the Federal Communications Commission's net neutrality rules. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur explains what it means.
For most of us, this is just a philosophical debate. It's about what the rules of the road of the internet are in the United States, and whether or not companies should be forced to treat the internet like a power or water line, where their job is to connect users and not to decide what they can see.
The U.S. Judicial Conference rejected a request from Democratic lawmakers to refer U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas to the Department of Justice for allegedly failing to disclose gifts and travel from a wealthy Texas businessman. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's the Packers and the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Green Bay has beat Chicago now 11 times in a row. Three Packers players named to the Pro Bowl, Rashawn Gary, and two free agents who joined the team this year, Josh Jacobs and safety Xavier McKinney.
Definitely special. You know, obviously this organization bringing in two great guys, two great leaders, and helping be a part of, you know, already successful team, and just taking us that much further, taking it another step further.
NBA, the Bucks tried to make a comeback, scoring 20 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, but lost at home to the Nets, 113-110. Doc Rivers asked, have the Bucks played the right way since their win in the NBA Cup?
Yeah, well, honestly, I thought we have played the right way overall. We've been shorthanded. There's not a lot of nights like this where we play offense like the way we played tonight, so... Yeah.
The Bucks host the Trailblazers 7 o'clock tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Cruise is getting into the casting business. The Mission Impossible star is currently looking for a younger version of himself to play the role of Ethan Hunt. The next two installments of the franchise, those would be films 8 and 9, will be prequels. Rumor has it the 8th film will be Cruise's last on screen, but he will still continue to produce the franchise. Glenn Powell was initially rumored to take over the role, but those rumblings have recently been shot down. No word yet on whether or not Cruise will expect his younger self to do his own stunts. could be a deal breaker. Sticking with the action thriller genre, Viola Davis will play the president in the upcoming film G20. Variety reports the Oscar winner will play Commander-in-Chief Danielle Sutton, who narrowly avoids being kidnapped, then proceeds to save her family and the world. The film will be directed by Patricia Riggin and drop on Amazon Prime this coming spring. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, clouds around in the overnight as temperatures tumble into the upper single digits to near 10 degrees. We'll have a northwest breeze. On Friday, we expect mostly sunny skies. Highs will warm to the lower to middle teens in the afternoon. It's 12 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. Sandy Williams will be here to ring in the new year, and we'll discuss the biggest issues affecting everyday Americans headed into 2025.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is 93.5 The Tap.
When I lost my energy, I discovered I had an underactive thyroid. Your thyroid is a key to good health. Get it checked. For more information, visit thyroidawareness.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. We're going to take a pause from politics and dig into something that most of us share, which is our pets. We have a couple of cats and a couple of dogs, and in fact, I have a question to begin this with. And Dr. Marty Goldstein is with us. He's the integrative veterinarian specializing in both traditional and alternative pet medicine, veterinary medicine. In his years in practice, he's worked with nearly a quarter million pets. He's the creator of a product called Nature's Blend, which is a sponsor, or has been in the past. They're not right this week, but has been a sponsor of this program, and I'm required to disclose that by federal law. But this is not an infomercial. We're not here to promote his dog food or cat food, just FYI. He's the author of the book, The Nature of Animal Healing, the definitive holistic medicine guide to caring for your dog and cat, and most recently, The Spirit of Animal Healing. He's also the star of the movie The Dog Doc, so a lot there going on there. His website is drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com, and he's also on Twitter as official Dr. Marty. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
And you missed one thing. I also specialize in pausing from politics.
Yeah, there you go. And it's a fine thing. We all need to do that from time to time.
Sure do.
And I appreciate your dropping by today. I want to start this off. We've got a full board of calls. People from all over the country are eager to talk with you. But I wanted to use my host's prerogative. Louise and I recently got a new kitten. And the kitten had diarrhea that just wasn't going away. And so we got one of these pet poop kits, through the mail. We bought it off Amazon. And turns out he's got Giardia. And so the vet has put him on metronidazole.
Metronidazole.
Yeah, thank you. We've got a couple of other cats, and we have two dogs. And none of them are having these problems, but A, how contagious is this? B, is there anything else we should be doing? C, should we be treating all the other pets? The vet was kind of ambiguous about that. Anything else we should know about? I mean, he seems to be healthy. He's pretty skinny, but other than the poop issue, he seems to be just fine.
Yeah, metronidazole is what I would have done. And I wouldn't just arbitrarily treat the other pets. I would just check their stool samples, especially if they become symptomatic. After the metronidazole, you should use a good probiotic supplement. There are many out there now for pets to reestablish any of the good bacteria that the metronidazole antibiotic happened to kill while they're killing the Giardia.
Okay.
It's very contagious. It's very common. It's nothing really to be alarmed about, because you caught it early.
Yeah. We also have a dish of a pan of water that the cats, that this particular kitten loves to actually play in, and the other cats are drinking out of. And I'm concerned that, you know, he goes into the kitty litter and he might have maybe the Giardia, whatever it is, eggs or something on his feet, and then he jumps in the water and then the other cats drink the water. Should we not do that, or is that not a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, the more proper hygiene just during this period that you could use based on common sense, you know, the better chance that they won't get it. The more adult they are, the less chance of them getting it. It's a lot more common in kittens and puppies than in adults.
I see. Okay, thank you very much for that. All right, let's pick up some calls here. Michael in Gainesville, Florida, you are on the air with Dr. Marty.
Yes, hello, Tom. Hello, Marty. What we learn from our pets and our veterinarians is humanity changing. And I need your help and opinion on something. I attended a veterinary graduation event at a university, and I saw a huge need for a video, and it should be played to new veterinarians and new teachers, K-12 for students as well. Kind of vet to future vet and vet to future teacher, outlining, and this is where history comes in, which I think Tom can speak to too. Henry Berger, who founded the ASPCA, rescued a young, I think she was 9 or 12, Mary Ellen Wilson. There's a book on it called Out of Darkness. And as a result of that, we have a child care because they were rescuing animals from dire situations and having to leave human children behind. And we also learned in 2002 with a book in Scientific American called Scars That Won't Heal, The Neurobiology of Child Abuse, that, you know, child abuse isn't a pat on your head kind of thing. And this is where it ties into veterinary care. Those animals and how they're treated in the home is oftentimes the first indicator. So you as veterinarians and teachers, if there were, unfortunately there aren't pets in all of our schoolrooms, but if there were, instead of gun detectors and more guns and so school drills.
Michael, I'm trying to shorten this because we've got a lot of people who want to ask questions.
Absolutely.
So basically what you're saying is look for animal abuse as possibly a leading indicator of child abuse. And sensitize.
We need a video for those graduation.
Okay, I got it. Let's get Dr. Marty's thoughts on it.
Oh, I mean, I agree. And it's just amazing all the studies that have been done where you bring animals into any area, hospitals, prisons, the amount of crimes go down, the amount of this goes down, attitudes go up, happiness goes up. So, you know, using the animal role model to infiltrate the human race for the how we should care for other humans is a no-brainer.
Yeah, there you go. Freda in Rogers, Arkansas, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Thank you so much. I will try to be as quick as I can.
Thank you.
About 4 years ago, my son brought to me a kitten he found in a ditch. And he had taken the kitten. It was no mother around. And he waited and waited and finally took him to the shelter. They nursed him back. And then Joshua brought him to me. He just fit into my hand. He was probably, you know, just very, oh, I don't know, maybe 8 weeks old, maybe not that old. But he was tiny. Now, I've had him for 4 years. My son, who brought him to me, died. He had... it's a very long story. He was 40 years old when he died. It was shortly after he brought the kitten to me. And this kitten, now I have had to move from where I was living at the time because I fell and went into the hospital and then went into rehab.
So, Freda, what is your question for Dr. Marty?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. I'm sorry. It's taking so long. There's so much background. This cat has been living with me in a new place now for since January. And he has started throwing up. Now, I was not with him for 2 months while I was in the hospital after my fall. And I had friends taking care of him in my house where I was living when I fell. Now, we're here in a living facility.
So your question for Dr. Marty is what, Freda?
He's throwing up. And he throws up immediately after he eats the food. I've had him to the vet at one point, and they've sent me home with some food to feed him because they tell me that the food he was eating was bad. This is a digestive care Hill's prescription diet. Right.
So, Fred, I'm running out of time here, so let's let Dr. Marty respond to you. I'm sorry. I'm going to hit a break here in just a second. We really need to keep our questions short.
If this is stress-related, it's called Rescue Remedy. It's a Bach flower remedy. They actually make it for pets right now. You put like 2 or 3 drops in his mouth. Doesn't have to be swallowed 2 or 3 times a day. Maybe check for parasites. I hope that the vet did that. And a lot of times, instead of getting prescription food that's been highly processed, just make him some boiled meats, like boiled chicken or boiled hamburger. Pat is the obligate carnivore. They should be eating meat. And a lot of times, just bland diet, little amounts often will do the trick.
Okay, great. Dr. Marty is with us taking your calls. And we'll be back in just a moment with more of your calls for Dr. Marty, I would say world-famous veterinarian. I mean, he's been the star of movies. Say what?
Da-da-da-da.
There you go. Okay. And check out his books, The Nature of Animal Healing and The Spirit of Animal Healing as well. We'll be right back with your calls for Dr. Marty. Dr. Marty Goldstein.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We're taking a break from politics for the hour. Dr. Marty Goldstein is answering your pet questions. Stay with us.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think.
I'm here on the airwaves.
Welcome back. 20 minutes past the hour. We're taking your calls for Dr. Marty Goldstein on veterinary issues. Greg in Sherman Oaks, California. You're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have an 18-pound super mutt, and I think he's probably...
Or for the half hour, excuse me, taking your calls. Or not, geez, I'm running on autopilot from Mark Parkin here. I am so sorry. Heidi, let's get back to your list of things that Joe Biden and friends, you know, Merrick Garland et al., could be doing right now to protect our democracy. We have about 5 minutes left here.
Well, so you heard my top four, and now I'd like to say one of the things we can start doing is we can stop using propaganda language.
Remedies that enhance calming, GABA, valerian. What I mentioned before, rescue remedy has no side effects. We've used it thousands of times, and it really helps handle stress and anxiety without any side effects. So I think that's about it. I always recommend people... And this is for anyone that's going to call in or anyone listening, the website ahvma.org, the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association, has a listing of all the integrative veterinarians in the United States. And they put both worlds together. So you'll get the medical treatment, but you'll get a whole world of alternatives that create the same effect as medicine without side effects.
Mary in Seattle, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, I'm calling about my four-year-old male cat. He's not a wuss. He goes outside. He hunts. He climbs trees. But when he comes inside, he won't play. And he used to play. And I put his toys out so he can, like, kind of encounter them and play with them. And I've seen him do that a little. But I'm just wondering what else I could do to get him to back to playing inside with me.
Well, the best thing you could do to start is have a veterinary exam and especially have him take blood work. I did all my work based on the blood results of the individual patients because the blood mirrors the body. I could give you a list of 20 different diseases or illnesses that could be causing this: kidney, liver, heart, all of these things that do have indications in the blood. So before working on a behavior issue, make sure there's not something organically wrong going inside. Then you can work with it. Toys, cats love toys. You know, little laser lights on the wall, these little roly things with the little feathers coming out of. My cats go crazy over them. And catnip has no side effects and really stimulates their playing.
Mike in Pocatello, Idaho. You're on the air, Dr. Marty.
Good afternoon, Tom. I have a 8-year-old Belgian Malinois that's my service dog. I'm in a wheelchair, and I'm quite busy, and I just need to know if there's any type of supplements that I should be giving Marshall during the day when we're gone. He gets fish oil, he gets Cosequin, DS, he gets carprofen. You know, he is aging, but Belgians like to have their routines and keep going. So I want to, stay active, and we work as a team, so I want to make sure I'm doing everything I can for him during the day. And as Dr. Marty probably knows, we have service dogs are on feeding schedules, so we have to be careful about what we give to them so they don't have accidents in public.
Very familiar with this. My company donates to Freedom Service Dogs of America. And up to date, we've donated over $1 million as of 3 months ago to join people that are in need of a service dog with a service dog very well trained. You could contact them to ask them their information. They're outside of Denver, Freedom Service Dogs of America. You're doing well. I'm not fond of carprofen. When it first came out, it's a non-steroid anti-inflammatory. Wall Street Journal did a big article saying most dogs do well on this pill except those that die. To me, there are alternatives for that. The fish oil is really good. I love a good multivitamin mineral. And I also love a very good probiotic, prebiotic formula that you could add in. Other than that, like I said before, getting blood samples taken so you know more specifically what's going on. Because right now there are a zillion products on the market and you could go crazy trying to pick the right one. So if you're working with an integrative veterinarian, you're having blood samples taken, you could really hone in exactly what your 8-year-old baby needs.
Thank you. We're going to hit a break here for the next 5 minutes. And while our local stations go to break and our nonprofit stations listen to a book report. And on the other side of that, Dr. Marty will continue picking up your calls. So stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls for Dr. Marty Goldstein.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
World-famous veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein taking your calls for the hour. DrMartyPets.com is his website, DrMartyPets.com.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Special Report. The brother of the man who rammed a truck into crowds on Bourbon Street in New Orleans early New Year's Day says he's in shock about what happened.
Everything was just how he had always been with me and around the rest of his family, you know, full of love, well-mannered, well-tempered, helpful.
Family and friends of the 14 victims are remembering their loved ones and dealing with the aftermath of the attack. CBS's Katie Weiss.
A cousin of one of the victims, 25-year-old Matthew Tenedorio, reflected on the tragedy.
We still haven't really wrapped our minds around that. A terrorist attack took our Matthew away.
CBS correspondent Tony DeCopel reports on the investigation.
The FBI calling the attack here premeditated and evil. They also say new evidence, including video posted to social media, shows Jabbar was, quote, 100% inspired by ISIS.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Wendy Gillette.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hollywood has a reputation of being progressive, but as a recent drill down would indicate, that isn't always the case. According to Variety, despite women directing some of 2024's critically acclaimed hits like Baby Girl, The Fire Inside, and The Substance, overall, women directed just 16% of the 250 top-grossing films from last year. That is about the same percentage as 2023. When you drill down even further, women directed only 11% of the top 100 grossing films from last year. 23-year-old music phenom Billie Eilish had the most streamed song of 2024. The song Birds of a Feather off Eilish's third album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, was streamed over 1.75 billion times on Spotify. The song was written by Eilish and her brother Phineas. Birds of a Feather has been nominated for 3 Grammy Awards, including Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best Solo Performance of the Year. Looks like I got shut out again. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's the Packers and the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Green Bay has beat Chicago now 11 times in a row. 3 Packers players named to the Pro Bowl, Rashawn Gary, and 2 free agents who joined the team this year, Josh Jacobs and safety Xavier McKinney.
Definitely special. You know, obviously this organization bringing in 2 great guys, 2 great leaders, and helping be a part of, you know, already successful team, and just taking us that much further, taking another step further.
NBA, the Bucks tried to make a comeback, scoring 20 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, but lost at home to the Nets, 113-110. Doc Rivers asked, have the Bucks played the right way since their win in the NBA Cup?
Yeah, well, honestly, I thought we have played the right way overall. Since Vegas, we've been shorthanded. There's not a lot of nights like this where we play offense like the way we played tonight. So, yeah.
The Bucks host the Trailblazers 7 o'clock tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, clouds around in the overnight as temperatures tumble into the upper single digits to near 10 degrees. We'll have a northwest breeze. On Friday, we expect mostly sunny skies. Highs will warm to the lower to middle teens in the afternoon. It's 12 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, hard to believe, the one-year anniversary of Matt Nair on air. We're going to celebrate and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
...than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superberine. I always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Superberine Advanced Cholesterol Support. To get Superberine, go to superberine.com, and to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superberine.com, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, superberine.com, code TOM. We're back 35 minutes past the hour. Dr. Marty Goldstein is with us for the hour, taking your pet questions. And Harold in Arlington, Virginia, you are on the air with Dr. Marty.
Yeah, Dr. Marty, glad to connect with you. I tried last time you were on Tom's program and didn't get through in time. So anyway, I have an 8 to 9-year-old female cat, and she's begun in the last year or so, less than a year, begun pushing her water bowl around the floor and into the bowl with her paw, splashing it on the floor and so forth. And I'm wondering if it's a cause for concern. I mean, I've heard of something called whisker stress, so I tried getting a shallower, larger, wider bowl, and that didn't seem to help any. She's just as determined to spill the water as anything. So I wanted to ask you, if I should be concerned about this. She's not dehydrated. She still seems to drink anyway, but just wondering about this.
I mean, my gut feeling is this is not a concern. It sounds like behavioral. You know, they go through changes in life just like we do. Like I said before, twice before, I love taking routine blood samples at least once a year on all my patients. And that's when you could really see what's going on inside the body. And then you'll know if this is, you know, they say in Chinese philosophy, the liver is the seat of anger and behavior. So are the liver enzymes elevated? The number one killer of cats right now is kidney disease. And are the kidney values starting to elevate, which is the body retaining poisons the kidney should eliminate in the blood, causing this? I mean, I don't know. So if you could get blood samples taken and they're medically normal, then I would think this is behavioral. Like we said before, if it is behavioral and it's a negative behavior, you could try the good old rescue remedy I mentioned before.
Yeah, thank you. Wendy in Centennial, Colorado. Wendy, you're on the air, Dr. Marty.
Oh, well, thank you. Say, what are your views on deworming puppies? I have 5-week-old puppies. They don't have worms. It's been controversial about giving them deworming or not. When they're so young.
Well, the general rule is, you know, never take a medication preventatively. Now, I don't buy that. It's considered that 98% of all puppies and kittens will have parasites, but the, you know, especially not having any GI issues, I would just do routine fecal samples, and if worms show up, you know, there are a whole bunch of intestinal parasites. So if you give a routine wormer and it's not appropriate for the parasite they have, then you're just giving a drug that you shouldn't. So I would just say, watch it and monitor it. And if something shows, then select the appropriate medication.
Maribel in Galt, California. You're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, good morning, afternoon, Tom, Marty, Dr. We have a 10-year-old German Shepherd, and over 3 weeks ago, our dog Caesar began limping. I thought it was a glass or something in his paw. And so he was taken to the vet, and we thought they would be able to get whatever was in his paw out. The doctor examined him, said, no, there's nothing. We brought him back. He was still limping. After a week, we took him back to the vet again. This time, I think they did a more thorough exam, and they found that he had a cancerous growth on the right shoulder and said that that was limping. But, you know, we hadn't noticed it, and now it's noticeable. And I'm just wondering, how could this quickly, you know, grow so fast in like 2 weeks or so? They gave us some medicine, gabapentin and caprofen. Discontinued, and we only have them on caprofen. My question is there anything that I can do? Should I take them for a second opinion?
Absolutely. I mean, welcome to my life. You know, when I graduated Cornell, 1 out of 10 dogs got cancer. It was always a disease of the old. You know, a study I wrote in my last book, 1 out of every 1.61 dogs right now in the United States get cancer, and it's a prominent disease of the young. You should never treat cancer by email or radio show. So yes, get a second opinion. Look for an integrative veterinarian that can mix the best of both worlds. I worked on over 40,000 cases of cancer in my career, and I turned so many of them around that were considered hopeless and non-responsive. If you watch the movie, the documentary they did on me, the dog doc, you'll see the cases in there of dogs having 2 weeks to live, and all of a sudden they're living three, four years. But you should handle this appropriately. And like I said before, I don't like carprofen. There are other non-steroidal anti-inflammatories that are less toxic to liver. But definitely get a second opinion, maybe a third opinion from an integrative veterinarian.
Thank you, Maribel. And thank you, Dr. Marty. Patsy in Arroyo Grande, California, you are on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, Dr. Martin. Thank you. I adopted a few years back a feral cat, like a 20-pound Maine Coon. But he's integrated pretty well with me, except he won't use the litter box, and he goes and uses my neighbor's flower bed, and she gets mad about that. Is there any? I've tried everything to try to teach him to use the litter box. I just don't know how I can do it.
Yeah, it's a toughie. I mean, there are cat behaviorists that specialize in conditions like this. It just sounds like this is, it doesn't sound like a medical issue. It doesn't sound even like a stress issue, like I mentioned, you know, many times before earlier, the rescue remedy. It just sounds like this, especially if he was feral. I would see if you could find a cat behaviorist you could consult with.
Sheila in Bainbridge Island, Washington. You're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, Tom. Your book, The End of Humanity, was interesting. As I vote for Jane Goodall for president. And Dr. Marty?
Sheila, I'm sorry. Your phone is breaking up terribly. I cannot.
Yeah, I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I can't understand you. I'm going to put you on hold. Mateo, she's on line 3, if you can pick up Sheila and find out what's going on. Pat in Mason, Michigan, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Dr. Marty. Hi, Tom. Hi. I love your show. I've been a longtime subscriber. Thank you for what you do. I have a question. We have a rescue cat, was 3 years old last year when we adopted him. He is part Maine Coon. He was from a hoarded house, but that's all we know. He is lovely. He's wonderful, but he will not stop scratching all the woodwork in the house. We have tape on our woodwork. We have aluminum foil on our woodwork. Is there anything we can do? It's a year.
I mean, my answer would be the same as the last one. This sounds like a behavioral issue, not a medical issue. And I would, you know, if you could rule out anything going on with a routine annual blood sample and make sure there's nothing medically going along. You know, try to find a cat behaviorist to consult with, because this just sounds, hey, I have it myself with my cats in my house. They're now about 90% onto the scratching boards we got. But some of our chairs and couches do get the brunt of it. And, you know, we make sure that their nails are always trimmed short.
Yeah, welcome to my world. Mary in Huntington, Indiana. Hey, Mary, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hello, and thank you. I was just about to hang up because I think my question's been answered about getting my cat to use the darn litter box. He came from the outside, and he just will not even look at it.
Yeah, and sometimes trying different litters, I've seen it work, but it sounds behavioral.
Do you think if it's a former feral
cat,
the tossing a little dirt in with the kitty litter might make him think that, that's where I'm supposed to go?
Yeah, different, more earthy kind of litters I've seen work.
I have tried different litters, and that doesn't make any difference. Yeah. I'm not saying he's never used it, because he has a couple of times, but he's not anywhere near.
Maybe tossing in just a little handful of dirt or something to get the smell in.
Yeah, cat behaviorist.
Yeah, or find the behaviors. Mary, thank you very much.
They specialize in this. This is a common issue, obviously, three times already on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Marty Goldstein is with us for the hour, taking your calls, your pet questions. The world-famous veterinarian, star of the movie The Dog Doc, the author of multiple books. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Dr. Marty Goldstein. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I will add, you can find his bio and his information and his products over at DrMartyPets.com, DrMartyPets.com. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through the end of the through December 31st. Visit FFRF.us/Hartman today or text my name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511. That's FFRF.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511. Text freeze may apply. Welcome back. Dr. Marty Goldstein is taking your questions about your pets. Susan in Raleigh, North Carolina. You're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi. I have a five-year-old mutt. She's 55 pounds, and she also just happens to be deaf. But she's on Apoquel, which does not seem to stop her from chewing on her paws. This is another allergy question, I guess. She also licks the furniture, and I'm constantly sitting down, and my pants are wet from her. I have just recently put her on Nature's Blend. I can't really afford to give her nothing but Nature's Blend. So I have her dry dog food, and I wet the Nature's Blend and put it on top of it. Do you have any other advice?
And I kind of answered that before. There are, you know, I developed a product, not to promote the product. You could look it up online and mimic what's in the formula. It's called Shine and Luster. And in there are the nutraceuticals or supplements that I've used successfully in tens of thousands of allergy patients to help reverse them without side effects. I'm not fond of the drug Apoquel. Sometimes it works really good, but it's documented side effects, and the side effects I've seen in practice from it down the road, I just didn't like. So we did a lot of food allergy testing in my practice. It's not 100% accurate, but we learned a tremendous amount on a lot of our patients from eliminating a food that they were known to be allergic to. So, yeah, there's a lot to do. Consulting with an integrative veterinarian is probably the top of the list.
Brad in Fife Lake, Michigan, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Your question.
Can you hear me?
Just fine. What's your question?
Okay, I have a six-year-old Diva that broke her she chipped her bone in her one leg a couple years ago, had surgery done on it, and I've noticed that this year she seems to be limping more, with it. So I figured arthritis took her into the vets, and she said, yes, arthritis, So is there anything organically that I can give to her to help her out?
No, absolutely. If this is truly arthritis, there are a zillion supplements now for dogs with arthritis that contain MSM, glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin, the green-lipped mussel extract. Veterinarians have these supplements. You can get them online. There are remedies, homeopathic remedies that I've used very successful that contain things like arnica. If this is related to the bone chip, there is a supplement that I use successfully for decades called Rehab Forte, R-E-H-A-B-F-O-R-T-E, if it's related to the bone chip. If it's arthritis, there are so many different supplements.
Liz in Wilton, Connecticut, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, Dr. Marty. I have two French bulldogs. They're 3 and 4 years old. And they see a dermatologist, and she prescribed them to be eating hydrolyzed protein because of chicken allergies. And I am not sure if it's the best diet for them for a long-term health, but I wanted to know. I was interested in your food, but a lot of the freeze-dried foods are chicken, and I was wondering if I were to look for freeze-dried foods or make my own food, what alternative proteins I should be looking at.
Yeah, hydrolyzed protein does work in an initial state to quell down the allergies. We in my formulas, we really try to stay away from chicken because it's probably the most prominent of the allergies right now. But adding the nutraceuticals that I mentioned before, like I said, you could go on and look at my Shine and Luster supplement, look at the label online, and just replicate the ingredients in that. You could get those supplements at health food stores. I've seen them work wonders over the years. You make your own home-prepared diet and you avoid chicken, it could work really good. Remember what I said before about AGEs causing the inflammatory reaction process. So when food is cooked, it's going to cause more advanced glycation end products that are going to lead to more inflammation. So going to more towards a raw diet is going to help.
That is great. We have just 25 seconds left. Any thoughts on, things we should be? Oh, we're hitting the end of the show. I'm sorry, Dr. Marty. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Tom.
We really appreciate it. People,
happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you too. People can track down your website at drmartypets.com, as in drmartypets.com. Dr. Marty Goldstein. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Get out there, get active, tag You're It, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Stay good. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and your friends and people around you, and stay safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'll talk the Packer-Bear matchup with Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens. Then Rob Thomas drops by to talk movies and TV. Now that's a Friday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The brother of the man identified as the attacker who killed 14 with his truck early New Year's Day in New Orleans says he's shocked about what happened. Abdur Rahim Jabbar says his brother, Army veteran Shamsuddin Jabbar, was raised Muslim but had not practiced for many years until recently.
He grew out his beard and he became more modest in his dressing. Nobody's seen anything like this coming.
CBS's Omar Villafranca reports.
I need EMS to Canal Garden now. We have dozens of people that got hit by this car.
FBI officials say they now believe 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar acted alone in carrying out the New Year's Day attack that left at least 14 people dead. Video shows people dodging Jabbar's truck as he accelerated down Bourbon Street early Wednesday morning. Crash